This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehwash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting with members of the PM Economic Advisory Council. The Prime Minister and the EAC discussed various ideas and measures to further boost India's economic growth in times of global turmoil. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they deliberated on a wide range of issues relating to India's economic transformation and long-term development priorities. They also shared perspectives on adding more momentum to the reforms journey and ensuring ease of living as well as ease of doing business. The Economic Advisory Council is an independent body that gives advice to the Government of India, specifically to the Prime Minister, on economic and related issues. Besides the EAC members, two principal secretaries to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra and Shaktikant Das, also attended the meeting. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh attended the inaugural ceremony of two-day State Krishi Mela 2026 at the City Convention Centre in Imphal yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said, in line with the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, greater emphasis should be placed on the use of organic fertilizers in place of chemical fertilizers and appealed all to reduce dependence on chemical fertilizers in agriculture. In a joint operation, the Border Security Force, BSF, and police recovered a large quantity of narcotics from the Raghna border area under Dharmnagar police station in Tripura yesterday. According to police headquarters, 9,427 Yaba tablets were found abandoned near the border fencing. The seized tablets are estimated to be worth around 50 lakh rupees in the illegal market. A case has been registered under the NDPS Act. An investigation is underway. Delhi police has refuted the claims circulating on social media and news reports regarding the registration of FIR against protesters at Jantar Mantar. In a statement, the police clarified that no FIR has been registered against the protesters. The police have urged citizens not to believe or share unverified information. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka and Kerala and Mahi today. Heavy rainfall conditions are expected over most parts of northeast India, interior Karnataka, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Andaman and Nicobar Islands for the next 2 days. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds very likely at isolated places over East Rajasthan and South Interior Karnataka for today. IMD said coastal Andhra Pradesh and Orissa are likely to experience heat wave conditions today. Russian authorities said Ukraine has launched an unprecedented attack on and around St. Petersburg as the city hosts the final day of Russia's annual economic forum. Governor Alexander Drozdyenko said more than 140 drones were shot down over the surrounding Leningrad region. He has urged residents to remain indoors for the first time since the war began more than 4 years ago. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country's drones had covered a distance of 1,000 kilometers to the St. Petersburg region, targeting the enemy navy's arsenals and a base in Kronstadt. Zelensky is expected to visit the UK today for talks with some of Ukraine's staunchest European allies, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, and French President Emmanuel Macron. An Israeli strike killed at least 7 Palestinians, including 2 women, in Gaza yesterday, health officials said, as mediators restarted talks in Cairo with Hamas and other factions over safeguarding a strained ceasefire agreement. Medics said 7 people were killed and 15 others, including children, were wounded when an Israeli airstrike targeted a large tent encampment in the heart of Gaza City. A ceasefire brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump has failed to halt Israeli attacks and left Israel in control of more than half of the enclave. And that is the end of this news bulletin.